Hey, Prep Rally. We are here with Hayden Gibson, swimmer from Harbor High School. She is our Prep Rally Swimmer of the Year from last year, and she's an Olympic trials qualifier for the 200 meter girl. Yeah. Welcome to our studio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, girl, I'm going to talk straight into, girl, the Olympic trials. Mm-hmm. Kind of go into that for me. I mean, how did that even happen?
I mean, it really, like, I really didn't think that it was a possibility for me until like a couple months till trials. And then when my coach told me it, was like, I was close to the trials, cause I was like, there's no way. And so like every day coming up to this special meet, I was like envisioning myself. I was like touching the wall and getting my time. And I was like, that would be so awesome. And so when it actually happened, it was like a dream come true. Like literally felt like a dream. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then when I got there, it was honestly surreal. Like, I was seeing a bunch of people that I used to look up to, and a lot of my idols were there, and it was like left and right. I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many famous people here.
Like who?
It was like, there was like Reagan Smith.
Reagan Smith?
Yeah. There was Katie Ledecky. I got a picture with her. Cody Miller, just all of those swimmers. It was like, it was honestly so shocking.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Backtrack. When was the moment you kind of fell in love with swim? And I'm assuming maybe it was from one of these idols, but kind of talk me through that process of when you knew you kind of wanted to swim.
Honestly, it started like when I was very young. I was like 9 years old, and I swam my first swim meet with the Aqua Hogs, and I told my dad that I wanted to go to the Olympics. And like, obviously I was 9 years old, like, but now it's like, I could go, like, in 2028, I could make it to the Olympics. So ever since then, I was like, yeah, I want to do swimming, and I've just dedicated my whole life to it since then.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it, though. When you're 9 years old and you say you want to be a doctor or an Olympian, you know, they're like, all right.
You got
like,
it.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, sweetie. And then I'm sure your parents had that full circle moment of, oh, my gosh, she's actually at the Olympic trials. This is insane. Mm-hmm. So kind of just talk about your parents' support through all of this.
So my dad, he's very on it. He's always trying to keep me on track. And, ever since day one, like, even when I had bad days, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. He would keep me going. And, just always been there for me, supporting me, paying for all my stuff. My mom, she's always there. She's like, I remember she told me this story where I was swimming the 2IM. I was very little and everyone was beating me, like lapping me, and she was like crying. She's like, she's not giving up. And so she's always been like my cheerleader. And yeah, I just so grateful to have them both.
Yeah. So at the Olympic trials, was it the same way?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, my dad was like tearing up.
Oh,
I shouldn't, maybe he wouldn't want me to say that, but he was like tearing up. He was like, she made it here. And I was like, okay.
Well, I think also too is the fact that you're so young, you're still in high school swimming, and you've gone to the Olympic trials. So like kind of moving forward, I mean, what is your kind of main motivator to get back to the trials?
Honestly, like just the people around me, they're just pushing me a lot. I have a new coach and he's wanting me to get this national junior team this year. I was going for it last year and I missed it by one spot. So, that's my next step. And he's just keeping me going to practice every day. And like being around people who also have the same goals as me, like they want to do good, they want to drop time, and they just like, they motivate me every day.
Mm-hmm. And you are a record holder in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
So what does that record kind of mean to you?
I feel very special, like, to have just my own record. Like, hopefully I can keep it for a long time. That would be awesome. It's just, like, I guess, like, being top in Arkansas, like, you don't really think about it. But, like, it's kind of surreal, but mm-hmm. It's really awesome to have.
Yeah. And just swimming itself is very difficult sport. Mm-hmm. I mean, walk me through the whole process of how you train for swim.
So training, there's different stages in the training. So in the beginning, you're kind of getting back into it for a couple months, and you honestly don't really drop time until like your main meet. And it's very hard on like your mental. You're like, what if I'm not getting better? But you just have to trust the process. Go every day that you can, even when you don't want to, and you'll get where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you talked about the mental side of the sport, but for you, what does that look like in keeping your mental state healthy?
Yeah, so whenever I feel like I don't want to go to practice, it's too early, it's 4:30 in the morning, I can't go to morning.
4:30?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It gets bad. But
you're a lot younger than me, and that sounds horrendous.
Yeah, it's a struggle in the mornings, but you just got to think of your end goal and, like, who you're doing this for, yourself or teammates or anything. Usually when I don't want to get up, I think of my friend Sophia. I'm like, she's going to be there, so, like, I have to be there. I can't leave her there. Mm-hmm. So I just, like, it's very tough at times, but you really just got to think of where you want to be at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure that it's more beneficial in those harder practices. I mean, what are kind of some of those, like, harder practices? Like, what have they taught you?
Yeah, they taught me a lot. They taught me discipline. They taught me, like, some resilience. I know, like, I'm thinking, like, oh, I just want to give up. But I know I can't give up, because just thinking about, like, being in that race, you can't give up at the end. You just have to push through. So sometimes I imagine, like, my competitors next to me, and I'm like, what would I do in this situation?
Mm-hmm. Is there a time that you can remember where you kind of had that, like, I just feel like giving up, and what kind of changed for you? Like, is there a specific race where that was kind of hardest to put that into play?
Yeah, so I swim the 400 IM almost every meet. It's my least favorite event, but it's just, like, I have to swim it because it's just, like, one of my main. So I remember before the block, like, on the blocks, I'm like, I don't want to do this. And so I'm, like, I'm swimming, and then I see people next to me, and I'm like, I could win this. So you just really have to look at your competitors around you, or you're thinking, like, you see your coach cheering on you on the side. I'm like, maybe I'm doing some good things. Like, I should go faster. And so it's just really, like, your environment around me. It's just, like, it pushes me.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've noticed that a lot with a lot of you prep rally athletes, not only in swim, but football. You guys are not necessarily in your most favorite position or race, but it's, like, one of your best.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse. I could be a distance swimmer, swimming the mile every time. So I'm grateful for my 4 a.m.
So even though it's not necessarily your favorite, I mean, when was the moment that a coach said, I think this is the race you need to focus on? And how did you feel about that?
It was the first time I swam the 4 a.m. I remember saying, sometimes I'm like, my worst mistake was going fast in that 4 a.m. the first time I swam it. But yeah, it was the first time I swam, and he was like, my coach was like, you're kind of good at this. We're going to swim this from now. And I was like, I told him, I was like, oh, perfect. In my mind, I was like, dang. But it's okay. I mean, after a while swimming it really doesn't get as bad as it used to be. I'm just like, you think of your strategy, and then you're like, yeah, I know how to do this now.
Mm-hmm. So what's your favorite style? Or what's your favorite?
I love the IM, just not the 4 IM. I love the 200 IM. It's just like, you don't get bored. It's like something new every 50, and like, you work on your strengths and you have weaknesses, and it's just like, it's kind of a gamble on how it's going to turn out.
And so, knowing it's your favorite, but obviously your best is the one you don't like. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there times where you're practicing the other and you're trying to convince coach, like, hey, maybe I can
this one. I'm not feeling some IM. I'm like, maybe I could do some backstroke? He always listens to me. He's like, yeah, do whatever. Like, whatever makes me feel happy, whatever makes me feel less stressed, he'll let me do.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of your coach, I mean, just kind of, you know, walk us through just his training, how he trains with you.
Yeah, so recently we got a new coach. So his training style is a lot different. In the beginning, we did a lot less volume than I'm used to, and it made me a lot more worried. But after this meet in December, we're really upping, and I'm really feeling the January, like, slump. And so I think it's a good thing, because you need to be beat up in this time of the year. And so I'm starting to feel more confident with the training. And then soon, once we get to March, we'll start tapering down to our main meet.
Mm-hmm. And January slump, why is it a slump?
I don't know. I think it's just, like, winter training is when coaches love to just kill you, and there's no sun, and so you're just, like, always sad. But it's like, you come to practice and they beat you up, and then once you have that main meet, you're just, like, you're on it, like, you've been through it.
And I know in your sport, I mean, when you're in the race, it's more of an individual thing, but you're also a part of a team. So kind of talk about the team that you're on and, I mean, how does that help you?
Yeah, this team, I love my girls. They're so awesome. We have our group chat together. We're always talking. We're always, like, during practice, I'm talking so much to them. I'm just, like, we're yapping about anything. We're making jokes. And it makes practice so much easier, and it makes me want to come to practice every day. They're so supportive. I literally never heard one negative thing that they said about me. It's like they love to support me at meets. I always see them cheering for me. It's just like I'm so grateful to have them.
What are some of your favorite moments with your teammates at some of these competitions?
The relays. The relays are always so fun. You touch the wall, you have to get out, you're so exhausted, but you have to cheer for your team. We're all screaming for each other, and when we get first place, it's just so exciting.
I mean, overall, I mean, you've already had such a great career at Harbor. So how do you plan to kind of continue that this season?
I plan to work as hard as I can this year. It's my last year here, so I'm going to leave with a bang, really lock in on my relays and support my team.
And conference is coming up soon, which I'll be the first to admit, we have not been able to find anywhere what that date is. So when is conference?
It's sometime in February, I think.
Do you not know either?
No.
How do they not tell y'all?
They just like email me. I'm like, okay, I'll sign up for this meet. They just email me whenever I just like go.
Is that like the norm
I
in
guess.
Swim?
Arkansas swimming, yeah.
You find out a week before?
Yeah, I just like ask one of my friends and they know, and I'm like, okay, perfect.
What the heck? Okay. That's so random. But yeah, for a conference coming up, I mean, what's training kind of been like for that?
Well, high school swim is a lot different than the club swim I do. I usually don't go to high school swim. I do my club swim twice a day on Mondays and Fridays, and then every day during the week. And so I'm really training for my club meet, but for conference, I suit up and we taper a little bit before, just so we're ready for our high school meets.
That was kind of interesting. Talk me through, you know, the difference between competitive swim and then high school swim.
Yeah, high school swim, it's a lot more like a second kind of team that I swim for. I don't really go to their practices just because we're practicing so much on club. And our coach, like, he knows that we go on these high school meets, and so he kind of trains us for that a little bit, but mainly for our main meets. We keep it in mind.
Okay. Well, if there's obviously any goals that you have for this year, I mean, what would that be? I'm assuming maybe another record.
Oh, yeah. I would love another record. A PB would be so great. I haven't really dropped much this year, but I'm trusting the process. So just anything in my two back would be amazing. But for this long course season in the summer, I want to make the national junior team, where it's like the top five 18 and unders in the U.S. Last year, I got sixth. And I was so upset. I was like, I missed it by one person. But I believe in myself this year, and I can do it.
Yes, girl. Well, we'll be watching, and we'll be also at conference to film some of this. So, yeah, thank you so much for coming in our studio. And Hayden Gibson. What's up, Prep Rally? We are here with another swimmer, Ella Butcher of Bentonville West. Ella, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, girl. So just talk about how you kind of fell in love with swim.
I don't know. I feel like I just tried so many different sports and so many different things, but that was just really the thing I stuck with. I just love the water. I kind of like the independent part, but also the team part, like working together, like you're all training together, but then getting to race by yourself. I kind of like that aspect.
Is there like a certain moment? Because earlier we were talking with one of your friends, Hayden, and she kind of talked about a lot of her inspirations. So is there anyone that kind of inspired you to do swim?
No one in particular. Neither my parents swam, but I feel like just watching it on TV, especially the Olympics, like seeing Katie Ledecky and seeing all like the great swimmers, Elizabeth Beisel, I read like her book. And I remember I was like, this is just something I really want to do. Like,
Oh, what in her book was kind of like, oh.
I just feel like she went really in-depth explaining, like, her events. And, like, she was really young when she went to the Olympics. Like, I want to say 14. So she was just explaining, like, her thought process. And it was just, like, really, like, I don't know, just motivational and, like, real. I don't know how to explain it. It was just really, like, moving. I'm kind of like, that's crazy. Like, someone my age is, like, there and she's having the same thoughts as I am. Like, and it's just something that you can carry into it.
Yeah. And let alone, like, you're one of the top swimmers in the state. So what is your event?
I would say my best event is probably the 100 or the 200 free.
Okay. Is that your favorite event? Is that what you wanted to do?
I definitely like it more than others, but... I enjoy backstroke. I would say those are probably my more favorite events.
Okay, because kind of what we've noticed along the way with our prep rally sports is there's just so many athletes that in their sport, like there's a different like race or there's a different like position that they love more, but yet they do a different one because that's the one they're best at.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely love and hate. You know, sometimes you do it a lot and you're like, okay, I'm over this, but I would say overall, I love it.
Yeah. And kind of talk us through like high school swim. Like, what does it mean to swim for Bentonville West?
It's definitely very exciting. There's always so many people like on decks and cheering around you. They let, especially at like the Bentonville Community Center, they let the parents like on deck. So then I have my parents there, other people's parents there. It's definitely just very like exciting and moving, and they want everyone to like stand up and cheer everyone on. So it's like, even though I'm not racing, I'm still screaming for my teammates and we're still like cheering each other on. So it's just very like exciting.
Mm-hmm. But obviously there are some parts that are not as exciting. Like before we started this podcast, it was interesting how you mentioned, you know, you train 6 days a week. Like that's more than any athlete, I feel like, unless gymnastics. So kind of walk us through a week of training.
So I don't currently do mornings because of my school schedule. I start at 7:15. That's pretty early to, like, go do a morning. But so I get home from school, take a bit, do some homework, and then I have to go to practice. It's, for me, I have, it's, like, a 45-minute commute. So it ends up being, like, a kind of a 5 hours out of my night every night. But I do it every night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday morning. So then I have the rest of the night off.
Wow. I mean, what is your main motivator through all of that? Because I would assume maybe you don't watch TV or you really give yourself that downtime because you're always in practice.
Definitely my team. I love my team. I love going and we push each other, but like in a good way. It's competitive, but like they hold me accountable. I hold them accountable. So definitely without my team, I wouldn't show up every day. I would be like, no, I don't really want to do this. Like, there's so many other things that I could be doing, you know, in 5 hours a day. Mm-hmm. But definitely just my team holds me accountable.
Yeah, and congrats, too. We saw that you signed with Utah. Are you committed? Yeah, so walk us through, I mean, just after years of, you know, competitive swim, high school swim, and now getting prepared for college in a year. But what was that like? Kind of just... that whole process, exploring different swim programs.
It was scary. I would say it's very scary to think about like where you might end up. And I never really looked at college. I didn't really have like a favorite college team. So I didn't really know where I wanted to go. So I just reached out to people. People reached out to me. And I was like, okay, like these are the schools I'm most interested in. Went on the visits and Utah ended up being the one. But it was very scary. But then it ended up just being really excited.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you kind of reached out to them. So, I mean, what was that kind of like? I mean, how do you even approach that as a young swimmer?
It's definitely scary, you know, scared of rejection. And you're just kind of like, okay, praying, like shot in the dark, praying that they respond or that they'll like what you have to say. And when you're on your first phone call, you're super nervous because you're like, what if they didn't like me? But it was really rewarding. So I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, what is that process like too, a little bit, the recruitment of it? I mean, obviously you said that you kind of reach out to them, but I mean, what's that full process like? Do they interview you? Do they invite you to come tour? Like, just kind of walk us through that.
So you will kind of like communicate over text, email. I like the texting part. It makes it a little easier. And then you just have a couple phone calls. Definitely the first call is a very like, you just kind of talk about yourself. They get to know you, what you like about swimming. There's actually not a lot of swimming talk in it, which is funny. And then the second call, you'll kind of start talking more like swimming goals, what you're interested in for a program, and then they'll ask you questions. So it's kind of both ways. I would say you're both, like, interviewing each other. And then I would say third or fourth call, they'll probably be like, okay, we're interested in you. Like, we want to continue this. Do you want to continue this, you know? And then you can decide which visits you go on.
Mm-hmm. Were there some schools that you turned down?
There were, yeah.
I feel like at your young age, that feels such like a power move to be like, no, but thank you.
Yeah, it's scary because, you know, you have to say no to all of them but one. Yeah. But it was definitely a learning process.
So what made you tell the one?
Just everything. I went on my visit. It was instant. Like, the coaches were amazing. I met them first. And then my host, the girls on the team, we actually went for, like, a swim meet. So we got to see how they acted at a swim meet. Mm-hmm. And they were all super exciting, like, super uplifting and watching each other and cheering each other on. And it was just, like, it was so, like, motivating. I'm like, this is, like, what I want in a team. And then, of course, the school, the campus is gorgeous. There's mountains. Like, you can see the mountains, like, everything around there. It's Salt Lake, so it's, like, a pretty big, like, mm-hmm. city, you know. They have a lot of stuff to do, so it's just a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And we know that you are a fantastic swimmer, but how do you kind of juggle swim and also being a normal student, a normal kid who goes out and hangs out with her friends?
It's definitely hard. Sometimes some sleep loss, but I try to do what I can, you know, on the weekends. I definitely am like, okay, yeah, like, talking to my school friends, I'm like, let's go do something, like, because during the week, I just don't have the time with school and swim, and then just making sure that I stay connected, like, with my school friends, because sometimes it can be hard just with, like, training so much. I'm always with my training friends, but it's definitely hard, it's definitely a balance, but some days you just have to take a mental health day and go hang out with your friends from practice.
Exactly. And girl, you're so young too. That's why it's so important, and college is going to be so much fun for you. Just, I remember those days, and it was nice to be able to have time where it's like, yes, I need to do this, you know, but I get to be a normal student. And so I hope that for you too. But kind of talking about your mental state in that work and life balance, but like, what's something to you that kind of motivates you to keep going, you know, on the days where, you know, you can't hang out with your friends and you need to practice?
Definitely just the next goal. I mean, there's never ending goals in swimming. It's because it's just you against yourself all the time. So always that next, you know, time cut, time standard, winning the next meet, you know, the championship season, because we have meets all year, but, you know, we're kind of building towards like meets in March and the meets in August. So mm-hmm. just working towards that meet is pretty motivating.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of your goals for this season?
This season, I hope to get a junior national, like a winter cut, hopefully a summer cut, and then also just trying to place top eight at sectional, try to win high school state.
Yeah. Any personal goals outside of swim that you have too?
I wouldn't say outside of swim, just, you know, keep my grades up, keep being a good student, preparing myself for college, ACT, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, the ACT. Girl, I will be praying for you. That time was rough. Do you take the classes for it?
Yeah, I've taken a few. Like, I have an online course, so I just kind of, like, do work online, and then I'll take the ACT in February, I think.
I guess kind of the last question I'll ask you, because I'm just curious about this, but with your rigorous swim schedule, I mean, and with school, how do you balance, like, truly studying for your exams? I mean, do you work with your teachers to kind of help you juggle all that?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely have to do a lot of emailing teachers. We have like that flex RTI kind of seminary thing. So I always am like, okay, yeah, like, will you pull me into that so I can work on this? Just trying to make sure that I understand like the concepts from like the beginning. So I don't have the time to, you know, rush at the end. So it's a balance. It's a lot, but.
Well, girl, that's incredible. And that's inspiring, even to me, who's a lot more years older than you. Well, all right, Prep Rally, this is Ella Butcher of Bentonville West, and thank you.
Of course.